Welcome to the combat training episode for House Mice. This is an audiobook excerpt from our published book, War and Pest. This episode is used as a training and development tool for members of the combat pest control team and is used in conjunction with a written document and an internal questionnaire. House mice are a tiny pest capable of huge amounts of damage. Commonly found in and around where food is stored, these pests can carry disease. House mice have lived amongst humans for thousands of years. This chapter deals mainly with house mice, but the same procedures can apply and be used with field mice and yellow neck mice. They build nests near food sources, and as these are often in kitchens or food stores, pose an additional risk to human health because of their ability to spread disease and pathogens over every surface they move on. How to spot house mice. They can be grey or brown with fur, with a lighter coloured underbelly. They have small eyes and ears, and their body length and their tail length is the same, between 7 to 9 centimetres long each. They weigh around 18 grams fully grown. Habits of a house mouse. Like rats, mice navigate by using their sense of touch. They use whiskers and body hairs to feel their way around an environment. They use this sensory information to memorize routes to food sources and entry and exit points of their nests. Like humans, mice can recognize the following tastes: sweet, sour, salt, and bitter, though what they prefer to eat differs from one location to the next. They have a highly developed sense of smell. They can identify individuals, other groups, and potential partners by smell. They use urination as a means of communication. It is a misconception that they have weak bladders. In fact, they have great control over their urinary movements, using it with sniper-like accuracy to mark and maintain their territory. Mice have an acute sense of hearing. Sudden sharp noises will send them scurrying back to a safe place. They also use squeaks like ultrasound to communicate, alerting others nearby to potential danger. Mice also use their hearing to detect the approach of predators. Sight is a mouse's least developed sense. They mainly use this to differentiate between light and dark. They also stick to dark locations for safety. Mice will use their incisors to gnaw in order to get food, so keep your eyes peeled for teeth marks in and around the environment you're working in. Where they live. Mice live in nests anywhere in the home that's warm, dry, and has limitless access to a food source. Common locations include cavity walls, under floorboards, behind white goods appliances like fridges and washing machines, or in store cupboards that are unkept. How they move. Mice are adept at climbing and jumping. Characteristically, mice move with their underbelly very close to the ground. The largest part of their body is their head, so if their skull can squeeze through a crack, the rest of their body can fit too. Mice are neophobic. This means they are suspicious of new objects. This is particularly important to remember when laying traps or bait. However, unlike rats, a mouse will investigate the new object quite quickly and then move on. What they eat. Mice are omnivorous. They eat grains, breads, vegetables, fats, especially near fast food restaurants, and food waste. So if you store food outdoors, like dog food for example, seal it in a plastic box and store food waste in sealed, recycled bins, which are kept clean and tidy. Unlike rats, mice do not need fresh water to survive. 10% of their body weight daily, that's around 3 grams for an average mouse, is consumed on a daily basis. Little and often, mice feed in small sporadic sessions, in some cases over 100 times a night. Bait. When it comes to bait, there's plenty of choice on offer. Baits come as blocks right the way through to softer kind of baits, so I'd recommend trying between 1 and 2 different formulations or types to work out what the mouse will respond to. How many mice might there be? Well, there could be up to 12 mice in one colony slash territory. A territory will have one dominant male who deters all the subordinate males from breeding with the females. How they breed. Mice are able to reproduce once they reach 5 weeks old. The gestation period lasts 20 days, and mice have between 5 and 8 in a litter. Once the babies are born, their mothers will wean them for 22 days, but within that time, she could become pregnant again with another litter. And so it goes on. In this way, it's easy to see how you could get an infestation up to 200 mice per year in the perfect breeding conditions. How to spot you've got a mouse problem. Sightings. If you spotted a live or dead mouse, you'll know you'll have an issue. Smell. In particularly large mouse infestations, you'll find a stale smell, especially if it's in a confined space. Droppings. Mice produce around 40 droppings per day and the size 3 to 7 millimetres long. Gnawing. Mice continually gnaw in search of food, so look for teeth marks caused by nibbling incisors. And this goes on to electrical wiring. This poses a real risk. A side effect of having mice in your home is the potential damage their gnawing does to electrical wiring, especially in lofts or attic areas. If you do come across this, you should look at isolating this part of the electric system as soon as possible by a trained, qualified electrician. For our team members, please visit other episodes, ensure you've taken your questionnaire for continuing professional development. And we will leave it there.